Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going to go down the lines, the rise of political wickedness, and now they are now enforcing this wickedness on the world, going after Africa, looking to totally turn Africa. And now that I see this, I must look at this whole HIV/AIDS thing, this whole campaign a little different now. It seems like everything starts off, in America it started off as a gay thing. And then all of a sudden, the campaign switched to it became a black thing in the inner cities. And then it just all of a sudden jumped over all the people in Europe and became an African problem, where now the subsidies and money that would go into aid Africa was tied to a disease that first started with, quote unquote, gay people, right? So if the gay people were first, who would be the authority over all of the money and all of the organizations that would come when it comes to doing what? Setting up different programs and all that for that particular disease. It was the people who initially who dealt with that, who was struggling with that, would be set up first to be the authority over it when what? When America and the Western world opened the bank accounts for it. So now I can understand how when our people are pushing back in Africa, they're saying, well, we're going to pull back HIV subsidies. We didn't know that it came with compromising our morality and belief in God when it comes to sexuality. I thought it was because you wanted to help sick people. But so now we need to look at that also, whether or not that HIV/AIDS thing has been politicized as some level of a Trojan horse that can go into these countries to destroy our people. We need to examine that now. 816 area code.
Shalom.
816. Shalom, how are you doing, sister?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya.
Bless you, bless you. The floor is yours.
So I was just looking at the scripture over in Amos. If you could read Amos 8. Verses 11-13, please.
Okay, one moment. I'll pull it up on the screen, okay?
Sure.
All right, one moment. Let me add lawyer here. Okay, lawyer, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great, great. All right. All right, let me pull this up. The sister said she wanted me to read Amos 8. Hold on. Okay, I'm at Amos 8 what, sister?
Verses 11 through 13.
11 through 13. One moment. It reads, "Behold, the days come, saith the Most High, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Most High. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Most High, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst," that means of the word and understanding, "that they swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth. And the manna of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again." So what's going to happen is the famine of understanding the word, because they're going to attack those who believe in the Bible. And the only thing that will be left are these satanic ancient religions that have always destroyed civilizations and people. So that's right on, sister.
Kind. And just to add on to the statement that you made right before the call, you were saying we need to look and examine if it was a Trojan horse sending in the aid. Well, there was a movie, even before I got into Truth. It was called The Constant Gardener. You may want to look at that.
Okay, what's the name of it? Because you know when y'all be suggesting things, y'all be on it. We have some knowledgeable people up in this church. I mean, I'm talking about some serious researchers. What is the name of it again?
The Constant Gardener.
The Constant Gardener?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Constant
Gardener. Okay, now without giving it away, without spoiling it, you can give an overview. What am I to expect with this?
You are going to see exactly what you just, the question you asked would be answered in that movie. Was it a Trojan horse the whole time? Yeah. In my opinion, I think that it was the Hellenian dialect playing itself out.
Well, sister,
I
almost put that out there rhetorically when I said it may be a Trojan horse, because you cannot make definitive statements without saying alleged and others when you're on this particular site. But I'll tell you, I'm going to look at this, but wait to what I'm going to show you this Friday concerning the HIV/AIDS campaign and what all of it, I'm talking about what the politicians and others in Africa and all that. Wait till you hear what, it was really a lot of money that was being funneled under that campaign that you know, allegedly, that was for a lot of different things. And on top of that, allegedly, there were sicknesses that were already going on in the country that had nothing to do with it that were placed under that umbrella, allegedly.
Yes.
So, and this similar to, probably similar to another so-called disease that we hear about sometimes lately. But I digress. The similarities between that campaign and our more, I would say, how can I put this? The campaign that we've just come from up under. Was there similarities between what went down a few years ago as far as how reporting and all that thing happened and what was going on during the time when they used a black man by the name of Magic Johnson, okay, Hocus Pocus, to introduce black people to something that wasn't a problem at all as far as we're concerned, because we grew up about it, was like, man, this guy, as far as what we know, you get this and you die overnight, right? But then, let me tell you, man, Magic looked stronger than all of us, and he was getting it at a time where we thought it was a death sentence. So we're going to talk about that, the political side of that, and how now they're leveraging against Africa to take those subsidies away under the HIV umbrella if they don't teach alternative lifestyles, or at least allow them to progress naturally in Africa like they allow those in the Western world to freely practice this in front of everybody, including children. But go on, you have the last word.
Yes, my final comment is that it reminds me of that verse when Christ said in the last days that we would do greater work, and I can see how the Most High has set this whole thing up for people to be looking for the real children of Israel to lay hands on them, because they can't depend on the foreign aid no more. They won't be able to depend on, you know, Babylon for their food and for their medicine anymore. And so I just think it's time for us to be prepared to step into the role of why we were put here, so that we can bring real deliverance and real healing and the real truth to our people. But it's going to come out of that crisis, because they're going to be seeking answers, and we got the answer.
Hey, that's what you're here for. That's what we're here for. And I believe that through that, because we're teaching the truth now, you'll see the political hit pieces like we've seen earlier with the news claiming a hate group is celebrating Passover when Israelites haven't harmed anyone in America. Even in these stories that they try to pull out talking about what happened in some market someplace or in a synagogue someplace, these independent individual people did a crime in those neighborhoods, which are Jewish neighborhoods. Guess what? There's none of these groups who knew any of these people. There's no ties in the media that can show any of these people they're talking about came out of any of these groups they claim and hate. So the whole deal is now because they can no longer ignore the truth concerning what we are proclaiming, because at one point they were ignoring it, right? It was like downplaying it. Oh, there ain't nothing. They can holler in the street as long as we consolidate power. But when our people started listening and coming to the knowledge of the truth and started leaving these conclaves, graves called so-called pagan churches, they started listening and looking. And when the Jesuit orders and all that started losing money with their concerts and all that, with our people getting away from paganism, they say, well, we can no longer ignore this. How do we attack them now? How do we demonize them now? How do we destroy them now? And that's where they are. That's where they are. They're going to try to cut, you know, like I said, even though, sister, I'm going to place you on hold. Even though I know I don't agree with all Israelites' doctrine, I believe according to America, as they state, freedom of religion, I believe that a person should have the right to practice their form of religion under a country that states that every person who lives in America, every citizen, has freedom of religion. So while I may not agree with all Israelites' doctrines, because there were different doctrines during crisis time, I agree with one's right to practice it according to America's right under the freedom of religion. I don't see nobody coming out and saying that Jewish people cannot do Passover at a convention. I don't see nobody coming out saying Arabs cannot do their Ramadan or whatever they do in their mosque. So why is it you're going to try to come against the Israelite brother who's bringing 500 people to North Carolina? These people are not going to be stealing no more. They know the Ten Commandments. They know to follow Sabbath. A lot of them have turned their lives away from drugs and alcohol and the promotion of total degradation that's pushed through mainstream media entertainment. So now they're going to try to now do what? Make it illegal for these other places to rent to those who claim to be Israelites? Because they so-called say something loud on the corner that you may disagree with, when the Constitution afford them the freedoms to do that too, as long as they don't harm anyone. We have to be careful what we allow when these media pieces begin to do hit pieces against a group, because when they do it against one person and it becomes law, guess what? They can do it to anyone. They can do it to a peaceful person if they disagree with that peace, if they disagree with what that peaceful person is doing or saying, which is true. So we can't allow this. The freedom of press wasn't supposed to be utilized to take away freedoms. Lewis has a question. Yes, Lewis.
Hello, brother. Shalom, Pia. I'm Lewis from South Florida.
Hi, Lewis. The floor is yours.
How you doing?
Bless you.
I have two questions. I'm trying to see which one I want to ask first. Okay, I'll just go to the one that I know that supposedly is coming to America. The first question is, do you see any of the digital currency that's getting ready to take place really going to happen this year? Could you like elaborate what you can see in the spirit of this one currency that America's, you know, getting ready to push upon us?
Okay, you have to realize real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when a lot of people panic when they see a switch in the financial, you know, construct. They usually panic.
Right.
Initially, there's no need to panic here because they're just putting the groundwork in place for the mark of the beast. What they're doing here is now they have now brought on board the digital dollar. What does that mean?
Right.
Well, it doesn't mean much at all from individuals in America, right, in the Western world, who shop
right.
online without using physical currency, who actually
True.
Send money to others like PayPal, Cash
mm-hmm.
App, and others, Zelle,
right.
without dealing with physical money, right? So what this
right.
is allowing what this is allowing on the surface initially is to have digital dollars so that they can stop pressing future dollars, which will eventually mean paper money, coins and all that will slowly be moved out of the system altogether, which will allow them to have more control over every transaction.
Right.
See? So initially, it's nothing to be alarmed about. Just that what you can look for right now is to see less currency circulating in the system. They're going to slowly have digital dollars, and that's what it'll be instead of printed dollars. And then
printed
they'll
dollars.
Pull the money out of the system, and then for whatever reason, they can now have control. If they feel that what you're doing is extreme or whatever the case is, they can freeze things up and you won't have access because there's no money. You have to comply. Or who knows? Look what happened in Cyprus a few years ago. People had money in the bank account. If they had a certain amount over half $100,000, they woke up the next day and half of their money was gone.
Right.
Just so that banks can level the books. Because it's digital, you didn't have it on your person. Now it can be taken at any time, and you can be easily controlled. Okay, so really, what this is really one step under Biden. But let me tell you, they're going to try to push everything under Biden, and the reason why is because they can do whatever they want to do without any resistance based on his cognitive state. This is why they wanted him in. Okay,
right.
So they wanted him in to be able to progress everything, so that the people working shadow allegedly in the back can do what they want to do without any resistance from someone that would think to oppose them. So this is why you're going to see everything. You're going to see the deals with China, immigration. They're progressing everything, okay? The change of money into another system, because they know that the Republicans are trying to level it off by trying to take the Republicans. Trump is trying to get in to try to take away financial aid from LGBTQ, trying to go after those that was on Epstein's Island, who's complicit with a lot of negative and evil things. So this is
right.
The battle on the political scale of why they're trying to keep the Republicans out, because the Republicans, it's cronyism. They'll set up programs that represent them. And then here it is, the left will be a while before they're getting subsidized. So that's the infighting on the political level. They're fighting for the crumbs that are left. But all in all, what I'm telling you here is that there's nothing to be alarmed with right now concerning them transferring to the digital dollar. It's everything we've been talking about, the mark of the beast, where you will not be able to buy or sell unless you now comply to the government. Well, this is one step towards that because the people aren't going to have physical money. This is one step towards proving that everything the Bible said is correct. And it's going to happen. And
that's why
I don't understand why these people are talking about the Gita, the Book of the Dead, and all this other crap they're talking about. And nothing is talking about, a monetary system without any physical money anywhere unless you're reading out of the Word of God, the Bible.
Right.
The prophets foretold this. Our foreparents seen this. All right, but go on.
Right, right. And my second question is, in scriptures, it tells us that certain sins are what they call the punishment is death. So when people like, there's people out there who are lesbian and gay, should we even witness to them if they're in that lifestyle, if their punishment is death anyway?
No, of course. You have to realize those punitive or capital punishments, right? You have to realize if you allow these things to go on that you'll no longer have a society,
right.
The vanguard to protect, right? So if you allow witches to go loose and sorcerers to go loose, and it's witchcraft, evil, incest, the destruction of children, and all these things that the Bible say the Bible stated capital punishment for activity that will that could actually destroy a society.
Right.
Right? That's why he say, if a man lie with mankind, he has committed an abomination, he shall surely be put to death. If a man or a woman was caught in the act of adultery, where a man was caught with another man's wife, that was death for both of them. Right? So
right.
Keep in mind, when it comes to capital punishment, all people have experienced some level of sin. So we have to look at it that Christ covers us under grace to give them an opportunity to change their ways, to come up under the law, a new creature. And now you are accountable to the law after you've been cleansed, right? So, yes,
okay.
Every opportunity, if the Most High allow to help someone see Christ, you give that opportunity. But we can't browbeat a person, okay, and accuse them and make them feel less than because they're in a state of darkness or sin in the moment. Even if that sin would have been capital punishment in the Old Testament, right? So Christ has given us the grace as an opportunity to change, and he's done the same for everyone else.
Okay.
He's done the same for everyone else. So, yes, they have an opportunity to change too, because why? The Bible, Christ died. His blood was shed for that opportunity for them. He died so they wouldn't have to.
Right.
His blood was shed on the heavenly tables, and he spread it for the sins of the world so that they won't have to die. He covers that death in the Old Testament. Now, but if they don't repent and turn from their ways, then it goes to Romans,
right,
the first chapter, where it says those who do such things and have pleasure in those who do them are worthy of death. Because now, but now, they're out there grooming people. They're targeting people. They're pushing something that they know has harmed them spiritually.
Right.
All right? So that's the difference, okay?
Appreciate that. Shalom to everybody, and may God continue to bless you in your ministry.
All praise be to the Most High and Yeshua, the water, my brother. Are you in the academy?
No.
Huh.
Not as of yet, let me say that.
I'll tell you what. Your loss. I'm about to go into who's Edom and that how they're connected to fascism and Nazism. They want to point to Nazis and all that when the people who claiming that people should stop Nazis and that we should stop Nazi thinking and all this other stuff are
right.
The creators of Nazism. And I'm going to prove it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I can believe it. Thank you.
All right, my brother. All right. Shalom. HistoryTimes.org. You're missing it. All right, we have Gabriel has a comment.
Hey, Elder Shalom, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. How are you doing? Gabar Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you. I hope everything's well. I heard you say that you're going to do a teaching about on Friday about the whole HIV/AIDS thing in Africa and how they're taking advantage of basically threatening Africans. That we're not going to give you aid anymore with, by the way, we're not going to give you the aid from the money that you give us to give back to you, which is what they always do. They recycle it. And then when they do give it back to you, it doesn't go to anybody. It doesn't go to the Africans there. It doesn't go to anybody except for people's pockets or politicians' pockets. But have you heard of Dr. Peter Duesberg, Elder?
You were telling me about him, and I wrote him down, and I'm researching him now.
Please,
telling me about
during
Patreon.
He's literally, if you just, it won't take you long. You get to read some of his papers and some of his lectures. He's repeating what you're saying. He's literally, and he basically says how they defunded him and stopped giving him any grants. He used to be, at one point in the early 90s, he was the number one grant receiver in America. Nobody received more grants. He could raise more money than anybody could shake a stick at. And then when he started doing his research on AIDS and what he discovered about AIDS, they took away his money. They tried to get him fired, but they couldn't. So literally, if our brothers just get up and fly to California and go to University of California, Berkeley, you can sit in his class. Every single thing. He's literally all these things. And just one quick point, I'll tell you what he says. He says, based on the laws of an epidemic, that we should see the same percentage of people. If AIDS is caused by what they say it's caused by, everywhere you go and every place in the world, it should be the same percentage of people. It should be a majority percent. It should be women. And then women pass it along because they're the carriers. But in America, it's like 90% men. In Africa.
Oh, those are some interesting statistics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go look it up. And then literally what they would do is they would add a new disease every year to what constitutes.
I have to be very careful on YouTube when it comes to this medical thing.
Sorry.
Because unless this is why you notice I allow the experts on the video to make the statement.
Sure.
I don't make statements.
I'll leave it at that. Just, you know, take a look at Dr. Peter Duesberg and see what he talks about because he's a professional. I'm not. And
what I would like you to do, brother, I mean, because I really want to hear about this. I'm going to look him up. Hold on. Let me write your number down, Gabriel.
Okay.
Because what I want to do is have you pick up and give me some insight after I speak with them so that you can continue what you're saying now on Patreon Friday. And the reason why is that I know people want to hear what you have to say here. Hold on. Because I'm going to tell you, like, it's like everything, it seems like it comes out of nowhere. We have nothing to do with it. And all of a sudden, at the end of it, we're disproportionately affected by whatever disease they come out with. First,
Absolutely.
HIV was gay people. And then they say, well, the black people everywhere is dying of AIDS. Right?
Yeah.
I can speak on this is because I was a young man when the whole community was totally shocked at Magic Johnson getting up saying he had AIDS, HIV.
Sure.
He said the disease is called AIDS. So I was a young man when this happened. So I remember this expressly. And there was no one in our neighborhood concerned about any of this stuff.
Absolutely.
And then it became a – and then the same thing. Even when the Roni Roan came a couple of years ago, it came out of Wuhan, China, and now they're saying everybody in North Philly could be affected more than anyone else, in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
I'm like, well, hold up here. These are some serious coincidences here that it starts off one way, then we become the face of it to get it funded, and then
Correct.
The money goes to everyone else, and our people end up getting attacked under this so-called quasi whatever it is. And I think that we need to examine this, the political side of this stuff, more so to understand
Correct.
Whether or not we're indirectly being attacked. Indirectly.
Well, yeah. I mean, my wife is she's Jewish. She's from Congo. And she always says, I just don't know what it is about my country that these people are so focused on. She said, I just don't get it. So she says they always talk about AIDS. And one of the governors, and you probably saw it on YouTube before, where he said, well, you guys keep telling us that we're dying of AIDS. And he says, where are the bodies?
We're going to deal with the numbers game this coming Friday, so let it go.
Sure.
Let it go.
Sure. Yeah, because I'll let that go.
Because you about to bait me into something that's going to put this channel on timeout, and I'm sure you want to see me here on YouTube next week, so I'm going to
leave
that
there. Yeah,
let me
leave that alone. That's basically it. The last part is just the whole misdirection, the political attack on our people. Over in Africa, and they're utilizing this as they always do to basically scare Africans and say, well, we're going to sanction you, we're not going to give you any money. Oh, but by the way, we know you have to find a way to get that oil and that gold and that copper and that coltan out. So we're going to send our emissaries over there to smuggle it out, take half the money, and then give you dollars so you can still work with it.
Mm. Well, brother, can you do me a favor? Try to reach out to Berkeley, Peter Duesberg, and see if he can come on as a guest. And to let him know he'll come on to speak for like 15, 20 minutes to a church, international church. And also he's speaking to not just the world community, but the black communities somewhat in particular, and to let us know in the community, in the black community, Africa and other, what is it that we didn't know about these campaigns that we should know?
Sure.
And just to let him,
do that.
And I'll leave it there. I don't want to frame him into, you know, attacking anyone or accusing anyone.
Understood.
Just from his professional perspective, what is it based on his view of all these campaigns, AIDS, the coronavirus, whatever it is, what perspective that he viewed from his professional viewpoint that he thinks
sure.
we should understand? All right?
I'll do that. And I'll also send the elder lawyer some links.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to find some links myself. You can send the elder lawyer. But see if you can reach out to him and see if he'll become an expert guest on one of our programs. And, you know, we'll be neutral. We're here just to hear his expert advice on it. All right?
I'll do that. I'll do that, brother.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Bless you.
Thank you. Cheers. Shalom.
Shalom. Man, very knowledgeable brothers and sisters. I'll see you there. I'll see you there, Sunshine. I'll grab you in a moment. I think it's Glenda. Glenda has a question.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. How are you doing, Glenda?
Flam, Shalom. I can't say the word. Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom. Just say Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom is
Shalom.
Good. That's good. How are you?
Yes, I have a curse that I want to get prayed over.
Okay. And your name is Glenda. What's wrong with you, Glenda?
Well, I started out smoking. I was smoking cigarettes, but I was smoking for a day. But then as I said I was going to stop, it got worse.
What's wrong with you, though? What have you been diagnosed with?
Diagnosed with nothing.
So you just need a prayer that the Most High can help you get over the addiction to the cigarettes and also heal whatever damage that could have been done through the habit, right?
Yeah, because I've been smoking for a while, but I wasn't smoking that much bad, so I was trying to stop. It just got worse, like there's something inside that's taking over. So I just feel like I need a prayer. Yeah.
Okay. What city and state you live in, Glenda?
Chattanooga, Tennessee. I was trying to see if y'all have a church this way.
Okay. We do have a church near Tennessee. I'm going to give you a number to lawyer. He's going to reach you. We're going to make sure a prayer get done for you and make sure that you can connect with the body, okay?
All right. I appreciate that.
All right, bless you. I'll make sure lawyer get this. And on top of this, just so that we're attacking this from both angles, make sure you send an email to GOCC South.
Let me get a pen and paper.
Elder lawyer, that's GOCCSouth@yahoo.com, right?
Hold up.
All right.
I got it. Hold on. Let me write it down. Oh, GOCC South.
South, that's SOUTH, at yahoo.com.
At who?
Yahoo. YAHOO. Yahoo.
Okay,
which is really Judah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, I got that.
Yahoo. Shooter. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, bless you.
Bless you too, now.
All right, bless you. All right, going down the line, Maka, y'all. I'd like to say next week we will premiere the video, Bye Bye. Bye Bye will be premiered next week as we spearhead. That's right, Music with the Purpose Part 2. Many have been demanding when will the next project be done? Well, we're going to bring out the single first that can be downloaded Bye Bye next week premiere before we actually spearhead the full project. All right? Okay, we have Micah, y'all, has a question. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom, Elder. Brother Malkiel here.
Shalom. How are you?
New York body. Outstanding.
Bless you.
Thank you. Blessing likewise. Double honors and blessings to you, Elder. I just have two quick questions that tie in with the lesson and also with the wilderness, if I may.
Yes.
The first one being Africa's position and their opposition to everything that's going on regarding the LGBTQ movement. Will this create a hedge for them when you're in those days, and then that's like that will be the wilderness for us, or is the wilderness going to be like on a whole different like plane that the highways are going to lead us to?
Okay, you have to realize they're just using this right now as a political proxy, right? Really, the real story isn't about LGBTQ more so than it is that Africa is negotiating with other countries. Now that America has become compromised, their dollar will be devalued. And on top of that, when Africa began to disconnect themselves, you know, the finances and all that is going to affect America's political position on the earth. So what they're using this so-called LGBTQ Uganda thing proxy to attack Africa politically. Like when the guy stated, we're watching this bill closely on how they do this, on whether or not to continue to support financial aid to Uganda. Now, when they're making statements like that, you would think Africa was enriching uranium, making nuclear bombs. That's some of the verbiage I heard during the time they were looking to go against Saddam Hussein. We're going to watch them carefully. So really what this is a political reason to cut them off and to begin to wage frontal wars, against certain countries who oppose America's advances. Now, eventually, it's going to lead to what? It could lead to them funding groups that would come in from other places claiming to be rebel scenarios that can cause what they would claim a civil war, almost like a black Al-Qaeda or ISIS type of deal, to actually promote to us that it's infighting when really it's bringing people in from other countries and others as mercenaries to tear the country down. That would lead to what? Destabilizing Africa. And as a pretext, they're going to have to go into other areas outside of their villages. This is how eventually people will be funneled into the wilderness, the same place our people were during the time Moses gave us the law. Okay?
Con, I understand. Totally.
Yeah.
My second question is, I know that before the Exodus, you know, the Most High had had Moses, you know, basically communicate to the people that they should loot Egypt before leaving. Will that be kind of like the same scenario for us, or will everything be provided, so to speak, logistically once we're, like, on those highways?
Well, you have to realize the Most High told Moses, borrow from the Egyptians, right?
Right, borrow.
He said, borrow from the Egyptians. Yeah, because you have to realize it was the Egyptians who became rich off of Joseph and our forefathers there, who were the politicians at that time, who set up a way to preserve the earth, the Mesopotamian area, through a seven-year famine. So that's how they were able to consolidate power. It was because of our ingenuity and understanding. The same America become great because of us. Before they started opening the borders to immigrants and all that, we built the foundation of this country. So now, anyone who knows what's really going on in America, on the political side and otherwise, understand that there's a fire sale going on right now. Right?
Right.
There's money to be had and grants and all these things for those who know how to get access to them. And that's what's going on with a lot of these groups like the LGBTQ and others. They're filthy rich because they know there's minority money that belongs to us that no one is telling us about. It's a fire sale. So it's upon our people to understand what's out there for our people, get access to it while there's opportunity. Right? So that's where our people need to be when it comes to that side of the scripture. Okay? People have to do nothing illegal. They're not to try to pillage something or nothing. No. There's money out there, but people aren't telling us how to get access to it. And they're using our plight, our condition, so that other people can elbow us out of them. They use us as a political reason, like George Floyd and others. And then once they say, okay, here's the money, they elbow us out of the way, and next thing you know, they got all these other people who have nothing to do with us getting access to it. So the reality is it's time for our people to become more fiscally sound and understand politically how things work, to know that there's money out there that's readily available for us if we're willing to go get it. The other thing is, the majority of us look to go to college and get in debt and get grants that way instead of understanding the grants that are already there for our families, for our community. So what I hope to do, right, especially in these next couple of months with a lot of planning and things we're doing, interacting with others and talk about what's really going on with the displacement of our people, is to give our brothers and sisters outright on our platforms and other conversations information that can benefit them, right? Like, did you know that there was grants for our people right here for housing that the only reason LGBTQ and others are getting it is because they ain't telling us that money, that money exists. And we let that money just sit there, and now immigrants are now flooding in and grabbing that money under the guise of minority black and brown people. So it's a fire cell right now. But our people are the last to understand where to go to get what belongs to them. And this is where the conversation comes in, where those who understand and see what's happening tell our people and inform our people, listen, we can't depend on them wholesale because they've always deceived us, but if there is something out there, this is how to get it. And make sure you get it legally under the laws of God if it's out there for you. Okay? So I'm going to be having conversations on that. And, you know, and that leads to also the reparations conversation, which they're actually playing with our people with that. Because there is no studies and other things the Japanese had to do to get reparations for being in internment camps. There was no study or round table discussion of experts to discuss money going to those who were Holocaust survivors. So anytime they say, well, we're discussing reparations, we may do this and may do that, they're just playing with our people. Because if you harmed our people who built the country, there shouldn't be a discussion. Okay? There shouldn't be a discussion. Because there's no discussion for everyone else. All right? All right, thank you, my brother.
Also, I know you're really busy, but if it'd be possible, whenever you get a chance for a callback regarding just some works, specifically, you know, for the body that I'd like to do if somebody or somebody's isn't already appointed to certain positions or works.
Okay, already. What type of works you talking about?
Well, I was interested to see if, you know, I have a subscription with Dr. Truman, so I was wondering if, you know, we have logistically any plans in place for someone to assume that kind of role or a group of people to assume that kind of role into learning the different herbs and plants and stuff like that. Yes, sir. So, you know, I don't know if he has like an apprenticeship or if he has, if he's willing to take on students for the body to learn.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because what Dr. Truman does is independent from our church. Okay, it's what he does. He's an expert at it, even though, you know, I've always leaned on him to help me and my family and others in the church. You have to realize, but his practice and what he does is a totally separate ministry. But what I can do is I can call him and have him reach you and see if he would open up some apprenticeship for you. All right, so I can arrange that conversation you can have with him, all right?
Go on, Elder. I appreciate it.
All right. Bless you. You're welcome. Shalom.
Bless you as well. Shalom.
And another thing I'm going to be making, we're making an announcement this weekend that if there's people who are in the church have licenses for contracting work and building and things of that nature, and that's in your wheelhouse. We're asking for some volunteers for some big projects that are coming up that's going to benefit the people, all right? So you can volunteer your time, electricians, carpenters, sheetrock, whatever you do. If you're a part of the church, you're going to hear about this because we have a lot of projects coming down the pipeline that's going to need hands-on. So I'm going to put that out there now. You're going to be hearing that this Friday. We have a lot of projects that's coming that's going to benefit the people. All right. So if you have these particular types of licenses and expertise, if you can donate some time for us, we would really appreciate that. Now, and you'll hear more about that in weeks to come. All right. Let's see. Yeah, Jermaine has a question. Yes, Jermaine.
Shalom, Elder. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. First, I just wanted to say thank you because I appreciate everything that you've done. I've been following you guys since the summer. This is my second Bible Academy, and it's completely changed my life and my view.
Thank you.
It's just amazing. So I'm from Massachusetts, but I wanted to know if you had like a church here or close by.
Absolutely.
That I could attend. And
Absolutely.
Then I
we
also wanted to get baptized.
All right. Definitely, Jermaine. Hold on. You in Boston, right?
Yes, I'm close to Boston.
Okay. How old are you?
37.
37. Family?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. So baptism, I'll make sure I connect this with the leader there over in Boston to give you a call and get in the body, brother. There's a lot of work we can do. So I really appreciate you reaching out and becoming a part of the academy. And there's greater works you're going to do here. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bless you. All right, we have is that who? Azalea. Hold up, is this Azalea Banks? Let's find out.
Oh, no, it's not Azalea Banks.
Okay, I was going to say, Sister, we're here to help you out. I'm glad you're on the line. We're going to tell you to get rid of those chickens. Those chickens in that little closet you got over there. Azalea, get your life together. Christ loves
Lord.
You. We're going. How you doing, Azalea? Let's do it.
Elder. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. My question is, what can you share with us regarding the second Exodus, and does it have anything to do with us going into the wilderness? Is it connected to us going into the wilderness, second Exodus?
Well, you have to realize, when you say second Exodus, this Exodus is going to be different than Egypt, because it's not going to be a wholesale one-night deal, leaving all together, right, after Passover like it was coming out of Egypt, right? So this is going to be more so us actually. Let me read this. I can make it easier for you.
Okay.
So you're talking about this happening almost in increments of time, because in different parts of time lead into us being in the wilderness together. Why? If there was one Exodus altogether that they can point to, they would be able to get rid of God's people altogether at one time.
Right. That makes so much sense.
So, So the Most High is going to do it in a way in which we can safely get there between now and the time they cut off all travel. And that goes into the book of Daniel where it says, blessed are those that make it to that certain year, which is the fourth year, past that 3.5 years. Right? Let me read this. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read this real quick in a nutshell. And I'll be going into this also this year, all through this year I'm going to have to. and in the academy. Okay. But I'm really gonna be highlighting that.
Okay.
It says Jeremiah 23:7. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. See, that was one Exodus. But the Lord liveth, which brought up, which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. See? So this is not just a singular Exodus like it was coming out of Egypt. This is an Exodus from all the places we have been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth for a time to serve these nations. The great part about it is the servitude spirit is coming off of us, and it's leaving us, and it's going on those who once opposed our God and enslaved us.
My Lord.
So right now, that's where we are through that transition. So as we're led through the Holy Spirit and churches are developed, circumstances will develop that will allow us to slowly but surely get to where we need to be without it being a wholesale recognizing by all the governments of some exodus somewhere. And eventually we'll all be in those same areas that we read of in Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Read that. You'll see in Isaiah 11, the countries eventually where we'll be actually led from out of at the very end. But circumstance and our own travel going to get us in proximity, and some is going to leave at the last moment, but it's not going to be a thing where it was like Moses standing up and everyone is following you into an exodus. It's not going to be that way. The Holy Spirit is going to guide us through the heavens into these areas incrementally. Okay?
Okay, all praises. Thank you, Elder, to answer my question. What scriptures did you read again?
I'm at Jeremiah 23:7-8, and make sure you read Isaiah, the 11th chapter.
Okay. Thank you so much, Elder. Be blessed.
Whatever you do.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you this right now, sister. Do not go into Israel, the borders within Israel, and do not go into Jordan. Tell you that right now.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask why we shouldn't go into those?
Because a fire is coming in the war.
Okay.
All right. The only time we're supposed to go into those countries is when we're led by our king, after the fire purges that area.
Okay.
Okay, there will be a war in the Middle East. And what's going to happen, and I see it now, and I spoke about this in the academy, it says that the kings would flee into Kittim, which is Cyprus. Well, they've already started going into Cyprus in preparation for the sacrifice that will happen in the Middle East, and that's the war. The sacrifice will be when the fires hit in the Middle East, 6 million are going to go. You don't want to be in that area when it happens. The word Holocaust, when you look at it in the Hebrew, translate to what word? Sacrifice. A burnt sacrifice. That's the word Holocaust when you look at the Hebrew. So we've been hearing that number. But a lot of people don't know that what's the prophetic part of that number, 6 million. That whole land must be purged before Christ returns, because Christ's going to bring that land back from the desolation. The desolation is the fire that's coming there. So it's not time to repatriate back to Israel. A judgment is coming all through there. Even the leaders of Israel aren't going to be there when the war hits. They're going to be in Cyprus. Okay? So right now in the Middle East, they're preparing everyone over in that land for a sacrifice. All right? And all power, like I just broke down, will go back to Rome. You have to realize a lot of these places that extends from Europe, including what we see in Israel are colonies that were established out of Rome and America, used as proxies for Rome. So right now we're looking at a priesthood over there that will lead to a serious sacrifice in the next war. Do not go in, look at Isaiah 11 chapter. Do not go into Israel, and because in that war you will not be able to escape it. And do not go into parts of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, right. Elder. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sure.
214 area code.
Hi. Shalom, Elder. This is
Shalom.
Jania.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yes, sir. I just had a question about crystals, because you had said something about that was witch works, I guess you can say. And
yeah,
I
yeah,
just wanted
fact,
you to.
A matter of fact, crystals are used in high Wiccan and witchcraft rituals.
Okay. So I was asking that because I have crystals in my home, but it's not like I don't use for that. Like I have
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is these are inanimate objects, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that in of itself, right, crystals aren't anything outside of being crystals unless you're dealing with them with some level of spiritual expectation or connection to it. That's when it becomes an idol. That's when it becomes something that you deem has power.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, because I was getting ready to throw it all out, if that's what it was.
Listen, what I'm saying is, we all know what crystal balls were used for.
Right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And the whole thing of crystals and the crystal power comes from when fallen ones fell into the earth. They was consolidated in what we call Antarctica today and built cities, crystal cities. And that power was the power of the fallen angels under Lucifer. So witches and all that would go and do this to connect to the gods. And that's the initial religion of the earth in connection with power to get insight, to get revelation, to connect to the unseen. So that's the origin of crystals. It was because the crystal city, like you see in Superman and all that, were actually the cities of the fallen gods before Adam was shaped out of the ground. They came out of the ice. They came out of the crystals. And this is why witches, sorcerers, and others hold the crystals there, because it's their connection to the gods.
Okay.
I will never tell anybody what to do with what they have, but you have to understand the origin of how witches and warlocks connect to the unseen.
Okay, that's why I wanted to kind of understand that.
Superman is Satan, and the crystal city he went to make to have power and all that, where the original cities the angels were in before the waters resided. Okay? So it's really a connection to the old gods, all right? So be careful with that.
Okay. And then I had a second question, and the second question was because that the United States or this country has done a lot to other countries so much that we should have been attacked a long time ago, is it the reason why we're not being attacked is because we are here, the children of Israel are here, that's keeping it from being attacked?
What you say?
I said this country, the United States, has done a lot to other countries.
Yeah,
I was asking, is it
other countries?
Yeah, the reason why we haven't been bombed like some other countries, they get bombed just because, is the reason why we haven't been attacked on that level, is that because we are here, the children of Israel are on this land?
No.
Or no?
The reason why America haven't been attacked because it wasn't America's turn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it tell you in Revelations 18, in 1 hour, See, she got so proud that she thought she would never know the loss of children and all that. But eventually, Revelations 13, 9 and 10, he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. So eventually, they call it the law of the universe. That's what they call that. But really, it's Galatians 6 and 7. Every society, every person in the earth, no matter who you are who lived in earth, there's a reap what you sow law. The Indians, the East Indians call it karma. Nah, that's out of the window. It's reap what you sow. So according to the Bible, it hasn't happened because it wasn't America's turn. But now that America have totally began infighting and become anti-family and have divided when Christ says a nation against itself cannot stand, now it's exposed and open for now Rome to say pull the plug on it. Mm-hmm. We're not going to protect America anymore. We're going to allow the legislation of the outward international body to determine America's future. See? And what mm-hmm. countries are saying is, well, it was one time where an American passport had clearance to go to every country because with it comes a connection to finances, wealth, and prestige. But now, based on what they're promoting to Africa and others, other countries are saying, well, no, we don't want you in our country if that's what you're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
See? So they're going to start closing the doors because they know that America has fallen into total degradation and immorality to where America is going to begin to fall on itself. That's where the country is now, ripe for the taking. So no, it wasn't because of the children of Israel that the Most High didn't allow it to happen yet. It's because it wasn't America's turn. The Bible teaches, he that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. America has been given many opportunities to repent for their sins, to apologize. You know, they haven't even come out and apologized to our people and say, we know you're the children of Israel, and we apologize for the evil we have done against you. The pride of America's heart have deceived them, and only the judgment of God on this country can make the true judgment or make amends for all they are too proud to admit. So the Most High is allowing them to seethe in their pride so that the world could recognize what a country looks like that was great at one time and then eventually turned their backs on God altogether. So we're going to be delivered from here. We're going to be fine, those who are in Christ. But America will be the example of what not to be after it has fallen. Believe me, I tell you in Revelation 18 that all the nations on the outside are going to behold, they're going to be well after seeing the smoke come off of her. And no one is going to believe that a country that was so great fell to such depths of immorality and is no longer in existence. Or at the bare minimum, a superpower. Because people are still going to be living in the country. But the country, eventually, according to the Bible, will be powerless. There will be a war that will eventually lead to bombs being hit. And then what's going to happen, because all your nuclear plants here in America on a fault line, is going to, and a lot of America is connected through bridges. Well, when a war hits, it's going to be what? There's going to be a domino effect that will lead to all of your nuclear plants melting down. And then there'll be an earthquake which will break America into three separate parts. It will be divided and controlled by three separate countries who have already purchased those particular areas. So it'll be China, Great Britain, and the West Coast will be owned by Russia. All of this and more you'll be hearing in classes to come. A lot of what I'm saying,
I look forward to it.
sister, I was teaching this on the street. Everything I just said right now, I was teaching on the street in 2008, 2009, right there on the corner of 8th and Market, 9th and Market. Everything I'm saying, And guess what? Now, the same countries I said who own those three parts are now here. We're hearing about a Russian invasion. China is here now to claim the parts of America that belongs to them. Okay?
Wow.
And Great Britain will have the rest, which is the East Coast. It's already have taken place. So here
wow.
we are. But they're piecing it up now. But the real piecing is going to happen when there's no more bridges and the earthquake comes that's going to split America into three parts. That's what's coming.
But that will be after the Exodus, right?
Of course. Of course. Of course. All right.
Yes, sir.
My sister. All right. I appreciate it. Great question.
All right, the water. That's
stay
it.
In the bar. Oh, yeah, that will be after. Hey, hopefully we'll be in the woods and it's flipping pancakes at that time. 323 area codes, and I'll bring in, I can't go a day without my sunshine. Yeah, bring sunshine in. All right, we have Mika has a question.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, Mika. Yeah, you sound far away. Are you in the car, speaker? What you have there?
Yeah, just let me know if you can hear me. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can shoot. I'm listening
to you. Okay, Mike. Okay, well, the question I have is, did you hear about the co-founder and the owner of Cash App that was stabbed to death? And if you heard about it, what's your stance on that?
The owner of Cash App?
He was stabbed to death. I think last night, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know, but you know how it is when you get something good. You know, they make you an offer you can't refuse. Hold on. Get down and lay down.
Yep.
Okay. The founder killed. And, yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it, but I don't think it's a coincidence this has happened right after they went into the digital dollar. And that's interesting. Because who knows? Maybe some of these transactions apps and others aren't playing ball into allowing it to transition into the World Bank control. Like I said, usually when they come to you, they're giving you an offer, but it's not really an offer. Like when they went to Barry Gordy and say, we would like to buy Motown for about this million of dollars. That really wasn't an offer. Okay. Because Barry Gordy would have never sold Motown, right? When they came, Mac and all that wanted to buy Beat by Dre's, like, yo, yeah, we want to purchase Beat by Dre's. Here's a few million. So you got to know how it works. When you have something that's needed by the industry, they're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Now, they're going to get it anyway, but whether or not you live to see the spoils of your work is another thing, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's the way it works. So I don't know what happened, but obviously, who knows? Who knows? He probably tried to stand pat with his particular business and didn't want to play ball, probably. I don't know. Whatever, but hey. I mean, I hope he was right with the Most High. That's the key thing.
Yeah, well, because I know a lot of Israelites was doing, transactions, sending money back and forth to each other.
Oh, yeah. It's Apple. It was Apple. I keep on saying Mac. That's showing my age. It's showing Apple now owns Beat by Dre. But when the industry say they want something, it's all one big cabal. And eventually, you know, they make you an offer. And they'll tell you, listen, you know, it's an offer. You know?
Okay.
You know? So when they come to you, if you're part of the industry, you get something good, like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson would have owned half of Sony, 50% of Sony, if he would have lived throughout the year they quote unquote killed him. So that's the way it is. So I don't know. I just seen that, and I don't know what it means, but I will be looking into it, sister. That's deep.
All right. I have two more brief questions, okay? It's very brief. The second one is, if the water's going to be poisoned, where will we get clean water from?
Sister, that is a good idea. That's a good thing, and I'm going to be talking about that. Amoth, Bishop Amoth showed me a machine today that you can purchase for about $2,000. And what this thing does is you sit it outside, it filters your water and give you clean water that you can administer directly through a machine. And it takes, and it pulls water out of the air.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is there's tablets that you can purchase in an emergency to clean any type of water and shake it up that the military's use. So when it comes to the survival instincts, when it comes to water and all these things, follow us closely. We'll be talking about this as we come closer to the end with almost no water, where it says two-thirds of the waters will be made bitter, wormwood. Another thing you can do is you can go to Amazon and buy yourself water filters, okay? There's water filters that go in your shower as well as your faucet that will take out all of the bad agents so you can have a clean water to drink, shower, and cook with. So there's many options out there for you. The cheapest way initially is to go to Amazon and get those filters that you can change every few months to go in your faucet as well as your showers. Okay?
Okay, and last question. If you don't have any fruits or vegetables grown, where can you find fruits and vegetables that have seeds in them?
Well, I own heirloom seeds, fruits and vegetables and all that others. All right? You can go to supermarkets and get fruit and vegetables with seeds in them. You can dry them out like anything else and plant those.
Oh, not in California, because everything in California is seedless. I was thinking maybe a farmer's market.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What you need to do is go to Google and Google organic foods in California. There are some places you can go for organic foods.
Well, I bought an organic apple last week, and that apple didn't have not one seed in it, and it was an organic apple.
No, that wasn't. That was an apple from hell. That wasn't an organic apple. But what I can do is I can speak to Luke. You're in the congregation of California?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to look into a few places. You can go give it to Luke. He'll give it to you, and you can find some apples with seeds in it, believe me.
And watermelons, please. I need watermelons with seeds.
Hey, listen, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm going to look into find you some water. A matter of fact, what I did was I took a watermelon out a few years ago, and I just took all the seeds and dried them, and I put it in the garage. So I got some watermelon seeds that you can actually put in. I'll send them to you. You throw them in the ground and put water in.
Okay.
Do that? All right, I'm going to write down your number. There it is. Hold on. Let's see. Mika, watermelon seeds.
And I'm also the lady that needs prayer for my daughter as well.
I know. I didn't forget you. All right?
Okay.
Mika.
All right. Shalom.
I'm sure I hear you this Friday on Patreon. You're one of those people who continually support the church. I really appreciate you, sister. And I'm going to be there to help pray and get your daughter out of what she's dealing with, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, last but not least, brought back by popular demand, Sunshine.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. Hi.
I got to get up early in the morning. I got a lot of work to do. I'm dealing with a bunch of things, young lady. Come on, talk to me.
Okay.
I just drove in after driving 1 hour and a half back over into the six, an hour and a half back, and then I went straight and set up to be on the program this evening. So I was in the stick somewhere where, you know, you gotta put your phone up for reception. So I am tired. I gotta get up in the morning. I'm tired. Come on, run off your copious notes. Come on.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay. Oh, elders. Oh, they won't leave us alone. What a diabolical plan on every side, creating Pycian disillusionment, nihilism, and a Cain city of unbelievers, so that with all the confusion that's going on in the world through the med apparatus or the media, all the things thrown at us, the saints, you know, in attempt to wear out the saints, though they won't, they'll actually just keep the strongholds locked onto those who do not have the truth. Then the masses, these same masses, have no place to turn. They're running to and fro in every which way. And they who are shaky and built their houses on and hopes on sinking sand are now moved and shaken into whatever way the media wind blows, wherever the political alliances say to go. And all who waver can now easily join with the conspiring plan, one after the other, against the children of Israel. It's a whole world, a war against us, creating laws and divisions against us, monitoring our every move, our choices in every sector, telling us how we should run or govern ourselves, no matter, and they're not doing this to anyone else, so it is no doubt that with our people perpetually under a microscope and the focus of every lens on us, that we are indeed the children of Israel, no matter who fought at the mouth against it. And now as Babylon shifts downwards and we're seeing the so-called experts and shifters and dissemblers and vultures of nations with some of our Judases coming out from behind their rocks and crevices and veils in plain sight, no holds barred, threatening funding and linking freedom to a double mind and new age hive mind in the U.S., Africa, and elsewhere, yet the same man of sin is being revealed, whether those that curse us and trespass against us realize the backfire of their plans against us or not. And in fact, with what they do in their focus on us here and abroad, worldwide, and their continual assaults against us, any eye that can see in humility of the Gentiles can honestly admit that surely their fathers have inherited lies. And while the Israelites who can see know that our kingdom is at hand, for we are the sons of the living God, and the desperation to make links to us and anti-Semitism or links to us and unlawfulness and lies and violence and their fakeness and much ado about absolutely nothing that we're doing to them reminds that those in Christ that are going, you know, we're going to be troubled continually by them no matter what, even though like the African president said, we just want to be left alone to find out for ourselves. But they also show that they're plumb out of ideas. They're grasping at straws. They're witless and unable to stop the inevitable truth and prophecies of the word. And they do lie, and they're continually pretending in good intentions to protect the trust of the public against us, the new labeled world terrorists. But the sinister nature of what is presented as a way forward is clearly known by the things that they do against us. But for the righteous, what we know to be true of the invisible are seen by the things that are made, male and female, the clean, the laws, the Sabbath, everything over the pagan traditions. For by grace, we know that what we worship is truth, and the wicked in their aberrant and vain worships to the fallen gods under Satan, unrepentant and proud, will fall. And Israel, Quam Yasara, we don't envy the wicked. Praise the Most High. Our kingdom is here soon.
bless you. And you know what? She wrote all that down, folks. Very articulate, on point. And a great listener, too. Praise the Most High. One day we're going to bring in the Zoom. We're going to figure out what's going on over there. We're going to see what's going on with Sunshine. But we put a face, you know, with put a face with the jovial spirit. One of the days we're going to have her on, let me put it here. One day we're going to have her on Zoom so we can see exactly her, have her husband come on and just introduce you all to Sunshine. But without further ado, that's the end of our night. Thank you, Elder Lawyer, for assisting us. Thank you, Elder Dell, Elder Yarok, all you are working in the background, because we know the trolls, they ain't coming out. And thank you, Elder Ramar, for assisting on the blog talk. With that, we're going to say shalom. May the Most High stay with you.